This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is powered by Pelican Brewing, your local coastal brewery. Independently brewing since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
That's right, it's Daily Ticker time to start the final hour, brought to you, as always, by Pelican Brewing Company, our wonderful friends who we love and adore. It's going to be sunny this weekend, at least Thursday. Good day to head over to the coast. Now offering their signature Pelican West Coast IPA on a shelf near you. Raise your glass, drink on. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. By the way, if you heard in Swag's updates, if you just turn the radio back on, Kyrie Irving is out for the year with a torn ACL. That just came out.
That is so brutal, because he's basically going to miss most of next year.
Yes, that's going to be a big...
But
season ticket prices are going up in Dallas. It's always a good
thing. Anthony Davis will be healthy.
Joining us now is our good friend Matt Maiocco. He's been covering the 49ers for 30 years. NBC Sports Bay Area, at Maiocco NBCS on Twitter. You can go give him a follow. There he's a legend in the NFL journalism game. We always love chatting with him. Matt, good morning to you. The news over the weekend, not a surprise because they granted him the ability to look around, but Deebo Samuel finally on the way out. I'm just curious your reaction when you get the alert of, hey, look at that, Deebo finally got traded, and what the 49ers got in return in that move.
I think the first reaction, and by the way, Andy and Brandon, thanks for having me on again. I think the first reaction is just that, you know, you kind of look back and you think, man, those were kind of a fun 6 years, you know, covering Deebo Samuel from the standpoint of, he was just a unique player, and he became kind of the template that a lot of teams use in trying to find the next Deebo Samuel in the draft. And I don't know how many consecutive combines I went to, I guess by four or five, where that was the talk. You know, wide receivers were saying, I compare myself to Deebo Samuel. I think I can do the kinds of things he does. And, you know, it didn't surprise me that they were only able to get a fifth-round draft pick. He only had the 1 year remaining on his contract. You know, he did not have a great season last year, very much up and down. Started pretty well, went through a extended midseason lull, was nicked up a little bit, spent a couple nights in the hospital with pneumonia, had one good game late in the season against Miami, but all in all, the season was kind of a dud, like it was for the entire team, 6-11. And so this gives the 49ers an opportunity, in the words of John Lynch, to kind of recalibrate, reset their salary cap. They wiped that $17 million for this season off the books. They don't have to pay him another penny. However, there is a $31 million dead cap charge, dead money, that they have to pay, not pay, but they have to account for on the salary cap. That's money already paid for. So it does help them kind of get their salary cap back in line with some big money contracts kind of looming out there, most specifically Brock Purdy. But it just kind of sensed, I felt like it just makes sense. It just feels right. You know, whatever happened, you know, time happens is what John Lynch said. And it felt like, you know, Debo wanted to get out. Thus, he requested the trade. The 49ers didn't feel like they were in a position to try to just keep him against his will. They felt like the time was right. And I think across the country, the time is right for the Washington Commanders to add him to their team and see if he can help them make a run here in 2025.
Well, we know Kyle had a lot of experience as a coach, but John Lynch gets hired as a pretty inexperienced general manager. They team up together, and they've had a lot of success here. They haven't hoisted a Lombardi, but they come really close multiple times. They have multiple division championships, and they've been in like four NFC title games in 6 years. I'm curious, though, the NFL is about evolving and learning as you go. What do you think John Lynch, as the general manager, is learning along the way? I heard your blurb on Ayuk yesterday on your pod, and I it was one that I hadn't thought about, the cap hit, the dead money, all that. But what do you think that he has learned, or they have learned, as a front office tandem, him and Kyle working together through these years, and how they evolve from here, knowing they're probably going to have to pay Brock Purdy?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's constant. You know, you look at the team that went to the Super Bowl in 2019, and there weren't too many players still on that team that went back to the Super Bowl a year ago, you know, 13 months ago. So it is a constant churn of the roster. You have your nucleus, you know, the guys like, well, heck, Debo was part of that, the nucleus of Debo and Kittle and Bosa and Fred Warner. You know, those were the guys, and they were the guys in 2019. They were the guys when they went to their last Super Bowl. And, you know, if they make it to the Super Bowl in the near future, they'll have, you know, some of those guys, but a lot more guys who are new to the team. So it's just a constant, like I said, kind of roster churn, where you're going to be losing 40% of your roster every season. And you try to keep the big time players together as long as you can, as long as they're playing at a high level. And, you know, Bill Walsh's theory was always, you get rid of a guy a year too early rather than a year too late. And so the 49ers made that decision with Debo Samuel. I don't know that they really had a decision, quite honestly, because you know, Debo Samuel really put that ball into works. And not that the 49ers wouldn't have made this decision anyway, but it just made it a lot easier for them to move on from him. But you know, you got to be constantly looking for the next guy, and you got to be looking a year ahead and seeing, well, I'll just take last year, for example. Last year in the draft, it wasn't necessarily a draft for the 2024 season, but in the first round, you know, they took a wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall, when they knew that probably Ayuk or Debo wouldn't be on the team this year. So they have their base covered there. In the second round, they took Renardo Green, a cornerback, when they knew they probably weren't going to be able to re-sign Charvarius Ward this offseason. So they took him a year before there was a need. In the third round, they took a guard when they looked ahead a year and said, you know what, probably not going to re-sign Aaron Banks as a guard. So they took Dominic Pooney. And then in the next round, they took a safety looking ahead and saying, well, Talanoa Hufanga, he's scheduled for free agency. We need a safety. So they do a very good job, I think, of planning, three-year plan, always looking ahead, and they try to avoid the situation where, you know, in 7 weeks when the NFL draft occurs, they try to avoid the situation of, we need to get a starter at this position. They like to go into the draft with their starters, but add a guy that can help, and then maybe a year from now where they really need. So I think their planning, by and large, has been pretty good.
Yeah, they're looking ahead. We'll see how it works out for him. Matt Maiocco is our guest, NBC Sports Bay Area, covering the 49ers for 30 years, at Maiocco NBCS on Twitter. Let's get to the elephant in the room, Matt, and that is the biggest decision this offseason is the number that Brock Purdy is going to bring home, which is going to be a lightning rod debate topic all across the country of does he deserve it? Should you pay him? Is this the right move? I don't know why it's funny how some guys get this label in my mind, but I look at Purdy and I think that's going to be the kind of guy that takes a hometown discount. He's going to sign a cheaper deal, which never happens to quarterbacks.
All these
guys, all these guys want to reset the market. What are we hearing? How far away is this? And what is the number in Matt Maiocco's head?
Those are all great questions. The thing that separates Purdy from a lot of other quarterbacks who come available or who are up for new contracts is that Purdy hasn't made his money yet. He was the final pick in the 2022 draft. He's made a little bit more than $1 million a year on average through his first three seasons, right at $1 million a year, which, sounds great to you and me, or at least to me.
Right.
I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm sure
you
guys are making top dollar in that,
absolutely.
In that commute time. Yeah, but, for a quarterback in the NFL, especially a quarterback who's had some postseason success and who, led the league basically in every category and was top five MVP voting in 2023. I mean, that's peanuts. He's making whatever, 50 times less than what he could be making, should be making. So it's difficult to say. I know he wants to get it done. I know the 49ers would love to get it done. They don't want any drama hanging over the heads of that organization like there was last year with Trent Williams holdout, with Brandon Ayuk's hold in. But you could ask 10 people, who are familiar with the NFL, and they'll give you 10 different answers, right? I mean, there'll be plenty of people who say, well, if Dak Prescott's making $60 million, Purdy's better than him. He should be making $60.1 million. You have other people saying, oh, he's a product of the players around him. He's a product of Kyle Shanahan's system. There's nothing special. That's why he was the 262nd pick in the 2022 draft. He should be making $25 million. so it's really difficult because I understand that, you probably as a team shouldn't just say, well, the Cowboys paid Dak Prescott this much. The Jaguars paid Trevor Lawrence this much. Miami paid Tua Tagovailoa this much. Jordan Love is making this much. So that's what Brock Purdy should make. So I'm sure the 49ers are going to push back on that. Where that number falls, I have no idea. I mean, I really don't because, I think you look at it, if you use, the real estate comp market, he probably should be making $55 to $60 million. But is that the number that the 49ers can live with when they already have so many other high price players on their roster? There's ways they can structure it so it doesn't kill them on the salary cap, but it's just, I'm very curious to see where this goes, and it might not be as easy as I probably thought it would have been a month or so ago.
I do want to ask you about the other teams within the division, the Rams winning the division this year and not so great a year for them. They're going to get Stafford back, the Seahawks, maybe trading DK Metcalf, but Smith and Jigba had a great year. Geno's coming back, McDonald year two, all that. I want to ask you very quickly, my co-host is on to something though there here, right? Like you've covered Brock for a couple seasons. Does he not have the demeanor and look of a guy that's like, oh, yeah, I'll take $43 million. I'm good. I got my lease.
I'm in a John Deere ad. I'm okay.
Yeah, no, he's a very understated guy. He's I can't think of anyone more kind of down to earth than he is. I mean, he's just a solid dude all the way around, and he's well-liked in the locker room, tremendous respect in the locker room. The coaches love him because he's accountable. He's reliable. He's done everything they've asked him to do. And so, yes, he definitely does give off that vibe of give me a warm meal every day when I come through the facility and whatever you guys agree on, I'm fine with that. Let's go play some football. He definitely does. And he comes walking in with the backpack. It looks like he's rushing between, biology class and economics. And, he's like, doing his homework between practice. So, yeah, he's a he just looks like a normal dude and he acts like a normal dude. So yes, he definitely does give off those vibes of, I'm not playing hardball. Just tell me what you want me to play for and I'm fine with that.
In reality,
I'm not sure that
he's got an agent in reality.
The agent's the shark and he's just like, oh, I don't know. Sure, I don't know what that guy's saying.
Exactly.
We'll get you out of here with this one because we appreciate your time getting a legend like you anytime that we can. What have you made of the offseason of the other teams? I don't know what to make of the Cardinals. They're the Cardinals, for God's sakes. But
yeah,
Niners were last. What do you think of the Seahawks and what you've seen so far and some of the chatter? And what do you think about the Rams kind of getting some of these young defensive studs to come on at the end of the year and getting Stafford back?
Yeah, I would say, well, first off with the Cardinals, they always perpetually are a year away from being a year away. So that's kind of what I think about them. So watch out in 2027. The Rams, they're formidable. With that defensive front, that young, aggressive defensive front, that's dominant. And to me, it was kind of head-scratching why there was even talk about Matthew Stafford not returning, probably all just a ploy. I don't think anybody ever took that seriously, that he could be going somewhere else. He has a really good situation there, and the Rams have a really good situation. So, you know, they're tough. And then, you know, Seattle, I think, surprised some people. But they finished 10-7, and you know, just only missed out on a tiebreaker. And that's the first year of that program. So, you know, for long term, they got to figure out what they want to do with the quarterback situation. I'm not sure how much longer Geno can play at a playoff caliber level, but he's done really well since he's been up there. So, yeah, right now I look at it and I go, you know, objectively, I'm thinking, well, let's see, you know, the Seattle and the Rams at a lot of positions, they're young and getting better. There's not too many positions I can say that about with the 49ers. I mean, it's a veteran team. They need another good draft. I think they had a good one last year. And then they can put their name back into the mix against the Rams in Seattle. I know nationally a lot of people expect the 49ers to just bounce back and kind of resume their way of being at the top of the NFC West. But, you know, once the team gets older and starts experiencing injuries – it's not always the case that a team coming off of a lot of injuries can remain healthy the next year. So to me, they're kind of up in the air. They're the team we probably should know the most about, but just because of how last season went, they actually might be the team we know the least about, because you don't know which of those frontline players, those household name players, we'll be able to get on the field and stay on the field for the entire season.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Quickly, Matt, because we're against it, just give me one word, the position that jumps out, 11th overall pick. You said they got to have a good draft. What's the number one position on your big board?
Defensive line, and that goes for tackle and an edge rusher. Doesn't mean necessarily that that's the position they take at 11. Because there is a really good – I'm sorry, I'm giving you more than one word.
I was going to say, it's more than one word there, Matt.
Yeah, I'm really wordy. I need a better editor. Yeah. I would say that throughout the draft, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for them to get defensive linemen. So they got to kind of take a – rip a page out of the Rams, rip a page out of the Eagles playbook, and really – fortify those positions on the defensive line.
Yeah, we'll see if that's what they end up doing. Matt Maiocco, covering the 49ers for 30 years. He's a legend in the industry. We love getting a chance to chat with him. NBC Sports Bay Area. Go give him a follow on Twitter at Maiocco NBCS. Matt, thank you so much for the time. The update on the 49ers. We'll see when that Purdy contract gets finalized, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Matt. Good stuff. Matt Maiocco, covering the 49ers for a long time. Really good dude, and they moved on from Debo. Thought that was an interesting trade. Probably not an Ayuk follow-up trade, but the Brock Purdy conversation on that when that contract gets signed, it will be the lightning rod topic of the entire NFL offseason.
Yeah.
How much does he get? Is he worth it? Should you pay him? No matter what side you're on, and is it right or wrong, it will be the lightning rod of the NFL
offseason. I have him at $48.5 million average.
I think that's a very fair deal.
I don't know why. I just think he's going to take a slight deal. I just have this wholesome vibe of him of like, well, you know, it takes a team. It takes a village.
All right, can I keep my left tackle? All right, sure. Sounds good.
Can I afford a Toyota Tacoma here?
That's all I need. Okay. Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing, now offering their signature Pelican West Coast IPA on a shelf near you. Raise a glass, drink on. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Let's get to the mail sack. Your questions are welcome at the fan text line. That number, 503-864-6326. We'll answer them next on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Boom, boom,
boom. All right, I'm going to admit something coming up here in about 10 minutes. I don't care. Laugh at me all you want. Make fun of me. Point at me. Ha ha. Do it all you want. I don't care.
It moved.
It moved.
It
moved.
Moved.
And it's going to keep moving. Whether you like it or not, it's going to keep moving.
I just found the renderings.
That's fine. It's fine. We don't have to get to it. I'm just saying.
Star Trek.
It's so deep. It's so long.
It's so good.
I hope the hits are.
It's so good.
Splash.
All right, let's stack it up. See what we got here. Fan text line is 503-864-6326. You guys ready? Got your sacks ready to go?
Yes.
Let's fill them up here.
Okay, ho, ho, ho.
Here we go. Mail sack question number one. Scrolling. Mail sack for Dirt, since you're an urban cowboy, what do you think of Chet Hanks becoming a country music artist? One, thank you for acknowledging me as the urban cowboy I am. Secondarily, I did not know that Chet Hanks has become a country music artist, but it seems to be the theme lately that a lot of people are jumping into country music. I'm not familiar with Chet Hanks' game. I'll have to go check him out. I don't have an answer for
you. He was a filthy rapper, and so I'd be curious to hear now.
Oh, that's right. He's like the buff tattooed Hanks. Okay, yeah. Now I can picture him in my head. I did not know that he was into country.
He is the son of Rita and Tom. And I just don't see either one of them when I look at him.
How did that happen?
Like, how does that? It's just weird. It's one of those, like,
I want to.
His other son, too, is like the most Tom Hanks looking kid of all time.
And he's just like him. Like
just like him. He's goofy. Yeah, he's kind of, you know, scrawny. That's a Hanks right there.
I want to see the family get togethers with Chet and Tom.
What it's like behind the scenes.
Yo,
the
pops. You hear this new bar?
I don't think he talks like that anymore. He's a country music artist now.
Well.
Howdy, sir. How was dinner? I was giving you one of those.
We call that identity crisis where
maybe
I'm from.
Tom's gangster behind the scenes.
Maybe he
I don't
is.
Know.
Maybe Tom's hard.
He runs Hollywood.
He's down with the streets. Who
That's
knows?
That's true. That's very, very true. I haven't heard his music, but I'm going to say this on your urban cowboy point.
Yeah, what do you got?
You now live in Selwood.
Yeah, I do. Urban cowboy.
I love the urban cowboy thing as you inch closer to the city, which
people
makes...
People got chickens all over. There's goats in backyards. It's a whole thing, man.
It's true.
There's farm animals everywhere you go.
According to the Secretary of Agriculture, it's the only way to get rid of these egg prices. Why don't you just get your own chickens and shut up, okay?
God, I walked and got a delightful burrito yesterday.
I need
just
you...
Just made my day.
On a nice spring day,
yeah,
I need to see an early Post Malone picture of you. Post Malone, before he blew up,
okay,
has a music video that might be the most embarrassing music video to exist. He is in the shortest of shorts and cowboy boots, and I need you to do that in Selwood.
You mean walk around like that with my cowboy boots
on? I need you in Selwood.
I do have cowboy
shorts and boots.
I got a nice belt buckle too.
I need to see that happening.
Okay. I walk around with my jorts on.
Are they cutoffs?
Like, I'm telling you, Swag, they are about 3 inches from his unit.
Whoa. Whoa.
It was before he blew up, and he didn't know who he was as a musician.
He was trying to discover himself.
It is the most embarrassing music video of any famous artist to ever exist.
Pretty wild to go from White Iverson to where that guy is now.
You know? It was maybe 2 years before White Iverson.
This is a hell of a thing. Mail Sack, what's the coolest you've ever felt attending a concert or event, sports, art, or music? Mine was attending Boys to Men concert in sixth grade as a chubby white kid from Cambie.
The coolest.
What's the coolest you've ever felt attending a concert or event? That's a really hard one to answer.
God, that's a great question. The coolest I've ever felt?
The coolest I ever felt was probably, it's not even a concert that was that big. I got to go to the national title game in 2010 as a media member, as a student.
Sure.
And it was one of my first times, like, outside of Autzen with the press pass, like, testing the limits of, where can I go with this? Where can I get into? And they had a huge rally where Otis Day and the Knights came and played Shout in front of, like, it felt like 10,000 people. And I was just standing on the stage, like... Can I get up here? And nobody told me to get down, and I was just hanging out filming it with my phone.
Can I give you a tie for first?
Yeah.
Is that allowed in this game?
That's allowed.
The first would be my daughter's very first concert was Shawn Mendes at the Moda Center a couple years ago, and he ended up canceling this concert right after ours, so we were one of two shows on that entire tour that he didn't cancel. We were 35 feet from the stage.
It's pretty cool.
And I didn't really know much about Shawn Mendes, but he put on a good show. And
it's like Garth Brooks. It was the same thing. You were right there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God. That's one of my favorite moments is getting better tickets than you to that show.
I still hate you for that.
I took you.
You made me pay. Should have given it to me for free. Should have been a pro bono ticket.
Really?
Should have been a pro bono ticket.
You didn't even invite me to yours.
I only had two. You had four.
Well, it's because I had killer seats. So as the dad in me, her first concert and it being that big of a concert and that close, that's easily got to be at the top.
Yeah.
The second is, I have never admitted this on the air. A few years back, I may or may not have put a friend of mine as a fan media member.
Who was it?
And his favorite player all time
is, I didn't expect that,
Carmelo Anthony. And so I showed him the access, and he got a photo with Melo, and
he thought that was pretty cool.
He still lives on that high of taking a photo with Carmelo Anthony.
I did that at a Duck game. I'm still waiting for my buddy to return the favor years ago. We just had an extra press pass hanging around, and so it was the Oregon, Washington.
Look at us abusing our powers.
Remember the overtime walk-off winner?
I do.
The Kayvon Thibodeau commitment game? The Mario Cristobal's a legend game?
Overtime.
I had a buddy on the sideline for that game, still hasn't repaid me in any way, shape, or form. He gets Blazer tickets all the time, too. Never been repaid.
You didn't charge him for that media member?
I didn't charge him, no. Wow. He was screaming and yelling. I was like, dude, you got to keep it down. We're on the sidelines. And they walked off in overtime.
And
I was like,
all
right,
just
yell.
That's fine. Yeah. At that point, nobody
ran on the field, so nobody knew any difference. Yeah.
Let's see. Probably Bruce Springsteen concert here in Portland several years back.
Really? The
boss. Well, the KGON bros got... So I took a friend who's a huge Bruce fan.
Mm-hmm.
We had the little meet and greet with Stephen Van Sant.
Oh, that's
awesome.
You
had a meet and greet?
Yeah, I got my buddy in for a meet and greet.
A little photo with Stephen Van Sant. That's
so he's got a photo, with Stephen Van Sant.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was...
That's got it, I know people.
Has that friend paid you back?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a good friend.
Yeah. Looking at you, Cash. Still waiting. Literal mail sack question.
Did he take you to a suite for an NCAA tournament
game? Dude, I didn't want to go. That was a free offer, free suite. I don't care about Gonzaga basketball to go watch Memphis. What is this?
No. Chet. We watched Chet.
Yeah, that's right. He took Swag, too. He let you in Swag in the suite.
He only invited us because he knew Swag was a big West Coast conference guy. Right. Just get out
So
of
that's
here.
Not the same?
No, not even close, dude. I don't have any association with any of these teams. I'm just sitting in a suite. I don't even know if there was free booze in that suite. Was there free booze? There
we had some beers. Yeah, we had some beers.
Right. You're supposed to help my argument here.
Schultzy clearly exposed himself a few weeks back on the show of actually being in a suite with sweet takes. It was eye-opening.
Why isn't there any catering in the suite? It's like, they give you free stuff.
And drink. That's the whole point of it. They have a waitress come to your suite. Yeah. Like
literal mail sack question. I have my vasectomy on March 21st. Wow. Is a vasectomy on the opening weekend of the tournament the best-case scenario for such a procedure?
I think anytime you're getting a vasectomy, it's the best case because, man, it's great having a vasectomy.
Oh, yeah.
Firing blanks.
I snipped.
Unless you're Antonio Cromartie.
Well, I've had zero regrets. I would probably say calendar-wise, it's that of the Masters.
I would do the Masters, just because I'm a bigger golf guy, but for people who want to do the 4 days of the tournament, I can't blame
you at all.
Just
get your frozen peas and you're
ready
to go.
Sit on the couch, can't do anything.
I'm the biggest...
sorry, babe, I'm no help.
I'm probably one of the softer people at the fan. I don't like needles, and being awake for that procedure didn't seem very exciting to me. It's the easiest procedure I maybe have ever had done in my life.
Yeah, quick and
zero,
easy.
Zero pain. Zero. Uncomfortable to sit sometimes at angles, sure, but not painful.
Shh, you're not supposed to say this. We're supposed to be able to milk this for like 3 days. Isn't that the whole...
Well, you do it on...
Well, you actually can't move. It's okay, not, you can't just walk around.
But there's not a lot of pain associated with
by
it.
By Sunday, if you're still milking it...
It's like, I can lift a couch.
No, you got to be...
Dude, come on, tone it down over
there. For 2 days, I had to sit on a frozen bag
of... It's just like you see those things of like wives texting buddies of like, hey, does golf really take 7.5 hours? And the buddy's like, oh, yeah. I mean, come on. It's a Marshall. It takes forever. It's a whole thing. Two more quick ones. Mail sack, what life hack have you discovered that is now part of your normal life? Does anybody have a good answer there? Because I don't think
I don't have a good one.
How to grow sweet potatoes.
Oh, I love sweet potatoes.
You just allow the potato to sit in a cup of water, so it's half in water. And then once that thing starts sprouting, you take the sprout off.
Oh, the little tubers coming off?
Yeah, you take that, because it's not the potato itself. You take that, you put it in a separate cup. Once the roots grow, remove. Put in dirt, you've got sweet potato.
You got yourself a sweet potato.
Now you got like 4 or 5, they're going
to
grow.
Sweet potatoes are delightful. And let's get one more in here. Mail sack, you have to bring one back. Red box, foam boost, or basketball prior to the three-point line with current players.
That's easy, red box.
Oh, that's easy. Get rid of the three-point line. Let's have some fun.
You guys need to stop acting like it was great basketball. They shot
bring back post moves.
The percentages are better. They shoot farther away. Their percentages are better. You watched bad basketball and you didn't even know it.
I'm with Swag on this one. More layups, baby.
What was the other one?
The
phone booths?
Phone booths.
Oh, booths.
Oh.
Booths. I kind of want children to understand that
life. To put the quarter in to make a call home.
Yeah.
I'm going to be late.
Just do the collect call hang up.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm at the bus stop. I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, she's at the bus stop. I gotta go pick her up.
All right, she's here. All right, let's go get her. There you go. There's your mail sack. Let's go to, look, it moved, and I'm not ashamed of it. It's okay. I'm out. I'm loving every minute of it. We'll get to that next. I want to above me. I search myself. Dude, we're just playing the hits today.
Is this for the dolphin stuff or the upcoming story that you've got?
No, it's for this segment.
Dolphins on their back.
I go. Flapping its flippers.
They enjoy sex. They do it for more than just mating. They actually do it because they enjoy it.
Smart animals. Well, look, it moved yesterday, and you can make fun of me. That's fine. I don't care. I'm an idiot. Probably not going to happen. Not going to happen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Get it moves for me. Over here.
It moves for me every time I see this stuff. You know why? I'm desperate, man.
Because you're an urban cowboy?
I'm desperate.
And this sport is right up your alley?
I also live now in the general vicinity of where I legitimately could take like a paddleboard to a game. Like
there you
I'm
go.
I could ride a bike to a baseball game at this
you
point.
You could dock a kayak.
I
could
dock a kayak. In between the Tillicum and Ross Island bridges.
This is down in my hood now. Way better than being outside the city limits, but I digress there. Anyways, yesterday there was a legislative committee meeting that went down in the city of Portland in which Mayor Keith Wilson was there. Mm-hmm. Andrew Hone, who is the president and CEO of the Portland Business Alliance and the Portland Metro Chamber. And it was essentially a big presentation behind the scenes and closed doors of the Portland Diamond Project and Craig Cheek and what their thoughts are long term. I believe the reasoning for the meeting was they were looking for an update or a revision on the, remember that the tax thing that we talked about a million times,
the money they've been holding?
The money that they've been holding. If we ever get a team, you tax a player salary. I think it was essentially for an update on that. And in the process, our buddy Bill Oram at the Oregonian had the report where they showed for the first time.
Thank you, journalism. Well done, Bill.
For the first time their renderings of what the new ballpark down at Zidell Yards will look like. And buddy,
I love that you call it the first time.
Let me tell you.
It's like his fifth time. But yeah.
It's actually only the second, bitch. And they're awesome. And I'm going to go work for the team someday. It's my dream.
You're going to release a country album?
I'm going to have a country song. Say, there's good and goodbye, guys. We had a great run. Now it's time for me to go.
Where'd Dirk go?
Sit
he's
by
the bullpen catcher. Have you not noticed? Number 69.
He's down
the
there.
Clubby.
He's the clubby. What do you guys eat? You guys need a sandwich, huh?
Cleats? Give me your cleats.
Anybody want to go to A-Crop after this? All right, let's go. Here we go.
Dirk's going
to
get fired for giving away team material.
You guys want a jersey? I got some jerseys back here. The part of me is I understand the pushback. I get it. Even our buddy Tyson Alder yesterday was like, I can't wait for the next set of renderings in 2032. Like,
I'm sorry, dude. That probably have Cheek on prime time because this leaks and they always want to like get out and talk about it. And that's good. It's good to be updated.
He said at some point in the near future, they are planning a press conference to go over this stuff, but the idea wasn't to leak this to the public. This was a meeting for business leaders and political leaders, and you could chuckle at that. But I think if they wanted to release this to the public, they would have had a big press conference and said, look at these giant renderings. We're going to be on every news network. This was about behind-the-scenes dealing of their property and the revision of the tax law.
Well, they've worked with us directly as a station. We had that one day we're out at the merch place, and we did all our shows there, and that was great.
Yeah, right across from Providence Park.
I'm just asking out of curiosity, have they had a press conference as a group? I don't think they have.
I don't think that they
have. All of this has become leaked, and then renderings get released by them or it gets leaked via somebody.
I mean, the Zidell Yard purchase was the same thing, where it was, I think it was the Willamette Week or so, some business reporter got it on the ledger and was like, wait a minute, and that's how it all blew up, and then they had to come out and talk about it.
I just think there's almost an impossible way to have these meetings without it leaking. Like, they can be saying they don't want it to leak, and I would believe them, but also, if I'm them, I'm having this, I'm like, that's probably going to come out at some point. Now, the renderings, they look cool. Seems a little Star Trek-y to me, and that space is still a very odd space in the size of it. And as many people point out in the comments, where the hell are you parking?
There is no parking.
There's
no parking.
People are walking across the Tillicum Bridge.
You're walking across the bridges. You're taking your boats. You're taking Max and all that stuff.
Also,
water taxis. That's their plan.
Let's do it.
The way that space is designed. I mean, look, if you can make
it. You have like three beers on a water taxi crossing the Willamette on an 89-degree day in July.
You have yourself drinking three beers in that span?
I mean, I don't know how long. There's a lot of traffic on that river. I don't know how long it's going to take. Am I going against the current? It could take a few minutes. I'm slamming them. Let's go.
I'm on a cigarette boat going 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's a slow dinghy.
Three beers?
I want to take my time on a dinghy.
You guys need to go to a meeting once a week if you're getting through three beers on a boat crossing on that river.
I'm going to a ball game. They got hot dogs on there, too? I'll get a couple hot dogs while I'm on there, too.
Dirt's already getting ready to buy his his kayak.
I'll be the water taxi guy, man. That'll be me.
Teddy with life vests on out there.
That's right.
If that is indeed the goal of the stadium, the way it's designed.
Yeah, the outfield, if you're wondering, it's in between the Ross Island and Tillicum. It has a translucent roof, which I love.
I'm cool with most of it.
And the water the home runs would go into the water.
Hit it into the river.
You also have Mount Hood. You have Mount Hood as a backdrop.
Would be one of the most picturesque ballparks in Major League Baseball.
Put an X in there. The outfield seems flawed. It's like three
it's
rows.
A little distorted.
Yeah, I think you got to figure out a way to have a better
outfield. You want more outfield seats?
Well, I think
you want the rock pile back?
Well, I don't know how you design it.
Well, there is a little strip of it that is similar to the Giants ballpark.
I think they want that. I think the whole reason they did that is the view. They just want it to be like seats are behind home plate. We don't want these big built up things behind.
I agree.
Enjoy the river.
If it's just to that rendering, though, that was like four rows.
Not a lot of seats in the outfield.
That's like
the majority of them are behind home plate.
Yeah, there's not.
But catching a home run is like half the experience for a lot of those people.
I think left field had more bleachers than right field, similar to the Giants ballpark.
Because the mountain's more on the right side of that stadium rendering. Yeah.
I also would point out, too, I think one of their big arguments in this is that, and with the roof, they're going to say it's going to be a 365-day-a-year venue.
Yeah.
Close the roof. And what helps with concerts and other big events is having the majority of the seats in one area. So you can point the, stage for an artist, and then it points towards where the home plate is, and that way everybody's looking down, and you don't have seats behind home plate, or excuse me, in the outfield, that can't see the stage and all that.
I totally get both sides of this. The pessimistic views are annoying because everybody here wants another pro sports team. We just do. Whether you love baseball or you don't, I want it. I need it. I'd prefer the Gridiron Project personally, but I know that's clearly not where they want. The other side is just something you have to be honest and acknowledge the other side, because so far they're sitting in more right territory than,
they absolutely are.
Our side.
Here's what I'll push back on. So I understand the pessimism of it.
I don't think it's a money grab grift the way people
label
it.
That's the biggest thing I'll push back on. Like, stop saying that. They're not selling hats and t-shirts anymore. They did that to get the word out, the buzz out. Let's get the peas out there, get the bumper stickers. Yes. Like, that's okay. Like, they're not coming out with a new hat line every month to like try and make some money. Like, there's $1 million industry in selling hats with an old English P on it. That's ridiculous. It's not that. The one criticism that I completely agree with and that I think would help their cause a ton, and I don't, maybe when they have a press conference, they'll announce it. We still don't know where the money's coming from.
Well, okay, so.
And that's the biggest thing that I totally understand when people are like, we don't even know where it's, like, who's the finance, who's the owner of the team when we get one?
Pregnancy Dirt would be delighted to find out. Maternity leave, you missed out on this. We found out this information.
Oh, who is it?
Well, we had David Sampson on, who covers Major League Baseball for CBS Sports and has a national show every day. I basically threw this at him. Because Swag and I were debating this on a show, and people were mostly siding with Swag's side more than mine, because I was like doing the same thing you're saying. I was like, I think it'd be good to know.
Yeah, where the
and
money's
Swag's
coming
like,
from.
Eh, not yet. So we had David Sampson on, formerly ran the Marlins, and we threw it at him. And he said it makes no sense for them to say that now.
Yeah.
None. It does not help their cause in any way to do that. So I think what your argument is, if you did it, maybe people would be more like, okay, this is real. I would counter with, they're meeting with the mayor and city officials.
They've entered an agreement to buy the land. They said they can break ground by 2027.
I don't think they're just doing that for us and giggles.
Yeah, they have the money. I just think in terms of the detractors of it, like, if I'm just going to throw a name out, I have no clue, obviously, on this. Hey, Phil Knight's the guy behind it. You'd be like, oh, okay. You got money. You're going to be okay. So I think that would quiet a lot of the criticisms, but Samson's point is right, and they're doing. Look, they're trying the process the way they're going to try it, and we'll see how it works out.
It'd be great to break ground.
God, every time I see the pictures
now,
man,
could in 2027 is the one area I was like, ah,
it moves, man.
Would in 2026 would make me feel a whole lot better.
I had a full body boner for 2 weeks.
That's what I'm going to have for the next 2 weeks. Let's close it up on a Tuesday next on the Fam. Well, the public shaming of one individual continues. We'll get to that in a moment. As we close up the show,
I'm genuinely worried for Nico Harrison right now. I hope he's not just
He's getting publicly shamed as well, and privately shamed. And
not good for that ownership group either.
No, I mean, I'd keep that security detail a little long there, Nico.
Patrick Dumont.
Oregon takes on Indiana tonight. What do I need to know about the Hoosiers? Do we know anything about the
Hoosiers?
They're
fighting for their tourney lives. They're right on that bubble. If they win tonight, they're probably for sure in.
They still got those cool warm-ups?
Yeah.
Still wear those? The striped pants?
It's Woodson's last season, too. He announced
that's right. He's hanging it up at the end of the year.
No, they're one slot back in the conference standings.
Big one tonight.
Yeah.
6 o'clock right here on The Fan, or you can watch it on FS1. The public shaming of Joe Fisher is going to continue until he runs a 40.
Well, he's claiming this is equivalent to Will Darkin saying he could beat a hippo.
It's not.
And Ortner taking a punch from Tyson.
Well, Ortner's never going to take a punch from Mike Tyson because we don't know Tyson. And we're not going to find a hippopotamus for Will Darkins to wrestle. You can go run 40 yards.
Yeah. Literally anywhere.
Anywhere. We can tape it off right here outside the building in a parking. We got 40 yards in our parking
lot. We got 40 yards in the building.
You can do it when you get here. We got a
hallway.
We got a 40-yard runway in front of the new boss's office. Go run.
So either publicly admit you can't do it, and it was a bad take.
Back down from the take.
Or run faster than 5.2
seconds. At this point, I don't even know if I accept a back down. I want to know what the 40 time is at this point.
I mean, he acted like he's the best athlete on the fan staff.
It was that thought. So we're going to keep shaming you, Joe Fisher. That'll do it for us, folks. Matt Maiocca was our guest tomorrow. Bill Connolly at 7:30. We'll talk some off-season college football with one of our favorites at ESPN. Thanks so much for watching on YouTube. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. Go check the podcast at 1080thefan.com. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Calling us next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan. I feel
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.